Process forking is the operating system way of creating new processes or straight out copying a process as another process so that it does some background jobs. And when you fork a process, you get a new process ID and you get something called a file descriptor so that the child process can talk to the forked process so that the parent process can talk to the child process, you know, the fork process, and vice versa. These are called pipes sometimes. The child process or the fork process also gets the memory. Yeah, because it's a copy, right? And that raises a question. If my parent process has a significant amount of memory, it's a huge process that has a lot of memory. I don't know. It's an in-memory database, for example. How expensive it is to fork a process? So that's what Redis actually does, right? So Redis have the ability to snapshot its memory every X amount of second. That's just one option for durability. It takes everything that is in memory and flushes to disk. You might think, Hussein, why do we need to fork a process to do that? We can just have the parent process actually write to disk, whatever in memory. If you do that, then as things change, how do you guarantee that the snapshot is consistent? You can just stop all the writes, bad for databases because you increase latency, right? But that's just not a choice. You cannot pause writes in order to take a snapshot of the database. So what Redis does is it takes a snapshot of the memory by creating a fork. So it creates a fork of the parent process, which has all the memory, obviously, and asynchronously, right, using that fork child process, writes to disk. Now, the question is, forking is going to become very slow because my parent process has all this memory, which have to be copied to the fork. But the operating system have something very smart called COW, copy on write, COW, which means that when you fork a process, you should technically have everything, right? All the memory that the parent process have, a copy of the memory. But we play tricks in the operating system. We play tricks. What are the tricks? Since everything is shared, technically they are identical, we're not gonna physically copy the memory because they didn't change. We can only copy the things that changed during my forking process. So like, let's say you fork that process in order to do the snapshot of Redis, right? But someone issued a write in the same place. So that goes into certain place in memory and then we change something in memory. For that particular change, we do the physical copy of that for the fork process while we keep the original change in the parent process, right? So this is called copy on write. This way, forking is instantaneous. It's very fast. And Redis can still, my glasses, I'm gonna fall. Redis can still do the copy, the writing to disk in the snapshot way. This can be done very fast, right, on the background, asynchronously. Obviously, this is not just one way that Redis does the durability. There is an AOF option, which is the append-only file, which is a better way of taking a snapshot, a more durable way of it. That's it for me, guys. I know about forking, but I never knew about this concept of copy on write. And I just found it interesting. And I thought I shared this concept with you and an application, an actual live application that a database actually does use the concept of copy of write and forking. I'm going to see you in the next one. Thank you so much.